And joining us now on the line is Georgia from All Right Psycho. Hey, Georgia.
Hello. We actually have the whole band here.
That's so cool. Hello. Sounds like you guys are having a good time. What's happening in the world of All Right Psycho right now?
We're just chilling, listening to the countdown. It's been great. Playing some beer pong.
Very cool. Oh, well, sweet. As we have just mentioned, sorry to cut you off there, Liv, but
that's all right.
You've come in at number 30 with Short Skirts and also at number 75. How excited are you guys to have two songs come in on the 3D Top 101?
Yeah, that was super exciting. We definitely didn't expect it. Yeah. Like, hear Bad Intentions earlier in the day was super, super exciting. But Short Skirts, we're just as stoked as well being there as well.
At the same time, we never doubt it because, you know, it's just a magical night. It's just one of those things you just know is going to happen.
Oh, sweet. So how long have you guys actually been together for as a band? Because you're fairly new to the scene, aren't you?
Yeah, have we been together for about a year now, maybe?
Okay. I wasn't even in the band at the time last year.
So. Yeah, that's the drummer. So we weren't a full band until about May in 2021, but we're all old. We're friends from high school. So.
Cool. And for could we get like a full scoop of who's there from the band, like a quick intro for everyone that's here at your party?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm obviously, I'm really, we've got...
I'm Josh. I play drums.
Hey.
I'm Tom, obviously, and I play bass.
I'm James, obviously, and I play guitar.
I'm Sean, and I'm magical.
It's a magical night.
Cool. It sounds like Tom and Sean could potentially be the resident comedians of the band, or at least...
Tom actually is a comedian.
Come on, let him have it.
Yeah, he actually...
Cool. Well, I know how much comedians hate it when you ask them to tell them a joke, so we won't do that, and we'll just wish you guys all the best with the rest of your afternoon listening into the countdown.
Yeah, for sure. You can ask them to tell you a joke if you want.
All right, go
on.
Yeah,
come on. Tell us a joke.
Tell a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. Are the kids listening or what?
There could well be kids.
Okay, I reckon we just skip this one. I reckon it's going to go well.
We've got an air horn ready to censor out any bad language just in case, but if not, we'll let you guys get back to it.
Nah, that's all right. Have a wonderful time. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks very much.
We now all right, we're going to be jumping in now to the number 29 song. What have we got, Liv?
We have Meat Beaters coming in on 29 with new demo music. Let's have a play of that one.
You're listening to the Top 101. Coming in at number 29 on the Top 101 is Meat Beaters, or are Meat Beaters, new demo music from them. Maybe just literally demo music that they didn't have a name for? Is that what we're going with?
I think we can.
Yeah.
I hope we won't get in trouble for that, but maybe.
No, should be all good.
All right, sweet.
If you have just tuned in, we're doing the Top 101, and it's potentially the last year of the Top 101.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys listening in know this, which is sad news, because the poll is being put out there, nothing is confirmed, about renaming the countdown.
Right, and what do you think that would be?
I've been talking about this for a few years. We talked about it on air last year, and we're just thinking the Top 93 plus 7.
Okay, I like that. It's a bit more fitting, I think.
The FM. We're putting out a call here, so get the conversation starting. When you're down at the pub, you know, have a chat about it. We are just having a bit of a fun and poke here, but it's good to have you guys listening in. I've been listening to the countdown all day, to the Top 101, and we've reached ourselves into a good part where we're heading into the mid 20s, which is always a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
I had a good time in my mid 20s.
Is it? I haven't hit it yet, so
yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell.
Something to look forward to.
Is it?
Maybe the next flu outbreak. And we do have to apologize to Grace, who does not have the Spanish flu. We received a communique from her that her grandmother was worried, so apologies there. Just a close contact scenario. No Spanish flu. I don't think Spanish flu exists anymore.
No, I think we've surpassed it.
It's more around the First World War, yeah. But we'll be back with our conclusive report into the Spanish flu at some stage.
Yes, in due time.
In due time of the broadcast.
But
should we do another song first?
Yeah, I'll say. Get into the flow of things. So coming in at 28, we have Naomi Keat with Green Hill. And
woohoo!
Woo-hoo, And stay tuned, because we'll hopefully be able to get Naomi on the phone and have a quick chat, a little bit of a yarn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stay tuned.
Big fan. Let's go.